It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsor, Schoolcraft College. If you are looking for a course to take, I'm taking my French class, which I was taking in person at Schoolcraft, taking it online now, looking forward to getting back to taking classes at the campus. But if you're looking for, if you're looking further ahead, like in the fall, or if you're looking for summer or spring for online classes, you can register online, schoolcraft.edu. They've got certificates and associate's degrees if you're just starting out or if you're looking to find, you discover something new. If you're looking to take one of your passions or your hobbies or maybe one of those things while we've all been sheltering in place, you're like, hey, I'm really good at this. I want to get better. They've got a class for that. Culinary, language, fitness, maybe you started building drones. They actually have classes on how to build drones. So check them out online, schoolcraft.edu. And that, of course, leads us to our topic for today.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Productivity and the lack of it, or the lack of it.
Or the guilt of not being more productive, of as productive as you think you should be.
And do you, for you, is it the same as it is for me? Because for me, it changes on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I think my mindset changes, but by the end of the day, I feel like I've gotten some stuff done because I think that's what's going to get me on this, you know, I'm going to get put on a gerbil wheel if I like let days go by where I don't feel like I've accomplished things. So I've been doing like lists every day, even if it's just three things, to try to get it done, because I can easily see falling into this thing of not being able to get anything done. Because if I don't have something I have to do, then it feels like hours, it's taking me hours to do things that normally would take me, you know, a half the time, even getting ready in the morning. I'm like, what am I doing different?
Exactly. Is it because we know there's no like rushing out, there's no clock? Like, why do things seem to take longer?
I don't know, but I've been reading all these articles that have got me a little like, I liked it at the beginning, but all these articles of what you can do during, you know, all this time and how you can be more productive. And I was reading this one article where this guy said, you know, him and his wife ran out and said, oh, now's the time we can paint that room and put all this, you know, the cabinet hardware on and all this. So they stocked up on all the stuff they needed, and not one thing's been touched. And that's kind of like where I feel like I'm teetering, like I'm getting stuff done, but it's taking me longer to do it. I have these lofty goals, you know what I mean? But like, I'm not doing it because I still have other stuff I have to take care of, but there's so much more time now. In this article I read, it said like one of the guys said they felt like they were like underwater, which is kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're just like, I can't get anything done, but I'm moving really fast to get above the water. I don't know. It's the weirdest feeling.
I had seen a post by an actress, celebrity turned lifestyle guru, saying something like, this is a great time to learn a new language or acquire a new skill. And it's like, maybe for you who lives in a beautiful, well-maintained home and has always had help and everything's taken care of. But for the rest of us who are like, hey, when are they restocking the toilet paper?
Right.
And just trying to get by. It's like, why am I putting, and I have to say, I know I'm better off than most. You know, I've got more time than a lot of people do. I don't have young kids at home that I'm struggling to homeschool.
Yes.
There is a part of me that's like, oh, I wish my kids were at home so I had someone to do stuff with, but if they were, because I think, oh, that would take up some time, but if I knew I was responsible for making sure they learned and was struggling with that, I think I would just feel frustrated. So there's no winning.
No. But also, like, people are doing things like, I was reading an article where this woman said her family was, you know, putting out a Peloton challenge to everyone, you know, like ride every day for an hour or whatever. And yeah. she's like, and normally when while I would do it, for some reason, I can't do it. I'm feeling so much guilt.
Yeah.
And it's like that is what I think is really getting a lot of people down the most. It's like we have all this time and just getting out 30 minutes a day to walk. Like that's been my 30 minutes. That's it, right? We have nothing. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is. But it's like my whole day is built around getting this 30-minute thing done. It might sometimes it might be longer. Sometimes I might, you know, also do a bike ride or something. But this 30-minute walk thing has become like, if I don't do it, I'm just beating myself up. You know, it's like until I do it, I can't relax the rest of the day. It's the weirdest thing. And I don't even know like why. You would think I'd be so happy because I've always been like, before any of this happened, it was stuff. Oh, if I just had time, this is what I would do, right? Which I think is where the problem's coming into play. Because we used to always say, if I just had time, I would learn that second language. Or if I just had time, I would walk the dogs more. Well, now we have nothing but time and I can't seem to get anything done. But I
know. So that reminds me of another one of these memes I've seen going around. And it says, if you don't come out of this quarantine with a new skill, your new side hustle started. More knowledge. You yes. never lacked time. You lacked discipline.
Yes.
And the meme I'm looking at actually had crossed off the last line. And it says, you are doing just fine. We are going through a collective traumatic experience.
Yes.
Not everyone has the privilege of turning a pandemic into something fun or productive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I think we all feel like we have to because you know what's going to happen. And I don't know. It's like with any, we've talked about this before. Just all, it's like a new version of keeping up with the Joneses, right? Because
right.
I'm afraid like when this is all over, everyone's going to come out saying all these great things they did when they were doing this. And here I am like, I'm trying to learn to French braid my daughter's hair, which is funny because I tried last night after watching a YouTube video and doing some other stuff. And my daughter literally said, if you figure this out now, I'm going to be so mad. Meaning, why didn't I figure it out the first 15 years of her life? I mean, she's 17, but I mean, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have been French braiding probably at the age of one or two. But now she's like, if you figure this out now, and I knew exactly what she meant. Like, it's something yeah. I always wanted to do, but I just never, like, took the time to sit down and really figure out how to do it. And it's like little things like that that I'm finding more accomplishment for myself than bigger things. Like learning another language, it's super hard for me. Braiding yeah. hair, I should be able to figure this out. You know,
okay,
I should be able
except,
to do this.
Except this is my philosophy. If you didn't really bother to learn how to do something before we were sheltering in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes maybe, yes, there was an interest, but a lack of time. But I think yeah. I firmly believe that if you didn't really do something before, you didn't really have the interest. So forcing yourself to learn to do something that you're really not interested in mm-hmm. is only going to make you feel frustrated. Like, so what if you come out of this learning how to French braid? You don't really care about French braiding. Your yeah. your daughter has obviously survived 17 years without you knowing how to French braid her hair.
Yeah.
And what is it going to matter? And all you're going to do is frustrate yourself because yeah. you're like, I can't learn this skill. Or maybe you'll learn it and be happy with yourself. I don't know. But I'm
right.
saying either way, cut yourself some slack.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, for every article or post that I've read about the person who's, you know, pushing you to do all these great things, there's just as many that are saying, you know what, like you said earlier, this is something we've all experiencing for the first time together. You know, let yourself off the hook, relax, like don't beat yourself up. But I think also like our generation, or at least, you know, has always been very like, do more. You know, I mean, how many times you talk to a friend and they're like, oh, I'm so busy. I had this to do today. And then you feel like, you know, sometimes I felt like I've had to out busy them. Well, I've had this, and you know, all the stuff that we got our kids scheduled in and all, you know,
we're very competitive.
Yes. And talking about having little kids at home, I said, I was out for a walk with my son the other day and I saw this mom, you know, sitting out doing painting with her young son on the sidewalk. And I said to Kenny, my son, I said, wow, it would be really hard to have little kids right now, especially because we have scheduled them so much nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sports and school and tutors and choir and you know, all this stuff that they had. And now they got nothing. And you're trying to explain to the 7-year-old, you know, why we can't do all this other stuff. We just got to stay at home, and you got to keep them entertained and keep them in that same, you know, they've been so, had so much stimulus with all these things. And now it's just home and trying to be creative. I think that would make me, that would be very, very hard to do right now.
I think we both talked about this when our kids were young, because there were points when I was a strictly stay-at-home mom. And I'm just going to say, I was not very good at it. If my children were small right now, I would be failing miserably. And I summed it up as, I don't have the camp counselor mentality.
Yes, and exactly. Me either.
My sisters both do and are so amazing and can think up 50 million creative ways to do 100 million things. And I'm like looking at everybody else like, and it was like that one topic we discussed, the Pinterest moms versus the Amazon moms.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, where can I buy that? Like, I don't want to make, I do like making some things and I do like doing some things. And it's not like I didn't enjoy doing things with my children. I did, but I would not be the mom going, we're going to cover the whole driveway in chalk art, which I have seen on my walks.
Me too. Exactly. I'm not that person either. But in one of the articles that I was reading, it was seeing how, you know, what I was kind of just talking about is we're so used to making every moment of our lives productive in some capacity. And it referenced this thing, which I find myself doing. And then I'm like, why am I doing it? Like, okay, I'm going for a walk, but while I'm going for a walk, I should also listen to a podcast. So I'm getting something out of it. Right. Or I need to return phone calls. So I'm doing double the stuff. Well, maybe I just want to relax and go for a walk. So when I pulled my bike out last week for the first time in a long time, and I was riding it, I decided, you know what, I'm not going to listen to a podcast this time. I'm just going to put some music on. And it was like, I loved it. And I haven't done that in so long. Like, I didn't have to think about anything. I wasn't like talking, you know, to someone while I was trying to walk or exercise. I wasn't trying to pay attention to the podcast, you know, that I was listening to make sure I was, you know, because sometimes your mind wanders, but when I'm listening to a podcast, I got to really make sure I'm actively listening, or I have to keep rewinding it. And I'm not going to be doing that on a bike. So it was like, why not only are we, you know, having to be productive all the time, but we're also from that school of multitasking, you know, remember how big, I'm a great multitasker. Interviews, you know, if you've been, what are your strengths? Well, I can multitask really well. And I think we grew up like, you know, having to be that multitasker. But then as we got older, there was all these studies that said multitasking is actually not, you know, good for you and not good for your job and all this other stuff. Like, stay focused on something, then go to the next task, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm from that school of, so not only am I trying to be productive, I got to like step back a little bit from this whole multitasking thing. I mean, it's driving me insane. Like, I feel like I can't even like during the day sit down. Like yesterday I had gone outside. I noticed that there's all these leaves in the landscape and everything. So I thought, you know what? Why wait? I'm just going to do it. You know, let's go and clean all the landscaping out. I mean, I can't like sit still. But when you can't go anywhere else, it's only your area that you have. I mean, you're finding everything.
I'm very good at sitting still.
I don't believe that.
Oh yeah. I've already read 2 books. And my problem I'm finding is, and these things don't make me feel any better, because you see all these memes, you know, when Shakespeare was quarantined because of the plague, he wrote King Lear.
Yes, exactly.
And I have been writing and working on things. However, the unknowingness of everything that is happening in the world right now is not good for my creativity. And I've been really struggling with that. Because I'm like, I've got all this time and I should be doing that. And it's like, okay, I've got to stop saying should to myself, because that makes it worse.
I think that's like, you just hit the nail on the head there. We're saying everything that we should be doing instead of why don't we say like what we want to do with this time? You know,
yeah.
like, Like, I always have liked baking, but I really only bake around the holidays. So the other day I was like sitting there, I thought, you know what, why don't I just Google a recipe and bake some fresh muffins or whatever. It literally took me 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And like everyone like loved them and it was so great. And I'm like, I'm going to try to bake something. I got lots of baking stuff here. I like baking. Why don't I?
Okay, but don't put parameters on it because you're already falling into the, now I'm going to bake one thing. It's one new thing a day. And yeah. You're already putting parameters on it. Like, you know what? There may be a day you don't feel like baking, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to bake, if you want to bake six different things in one day, please do, and drop some of them off on my porch. If you don't feel like baking on a day, don't beat yourself up. And I'm saying this because I know you, but also in case there's anybody listening who tends to do the same thing, don't beat yourself up because you think, I said I was going to bake one new thing a day and I didn't today and I'm a failure. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're alive. Family's healthy. You're healthy. We've got to stop. I finally decided, even though it's hard, like, okay. And I've told you it changes day by day, sometimes hour by hour. Like I was feeling so frustrated with myself for not writing more. And then I finally was like, I got to stop beating myself up over this because that's not helping. It's not making me more creative. I can't beat myself into being creative. Mm-hmm. I've just got to relax and let it go. And then of course, an hour later, what are you doing relaxing and letting me go? Like, I'm very good at arguing with myself.
Yeah.
But
spending a lot of time doing that.
Yes, I've perfected it. That's one thing I have perfected.
Is arguing with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Like, you should feel guilty. No, you shouldn't.
Who usually wins?
It's a tie right now.
It
really is.
But, you know, in one of the articles I was reading, though, and I think this for me is like exactly how I'm feeling. It said that the knowledge that you have no control over your own fate is a really crappy feeling.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing. Like, we've never lived under this, like, I can't do anything about it. You know what I mean? If I want to keep, like you just said, myself safe, my family safe, I've got to do what they're saying, but I have no control. I can't fix this. That's the other thing. I'm usually a fixer or problem solver, but there's nothing we can do right now except go by what, you know, all the experts are saying we should do, which is exactly what I'm doing. And I have to say, like, I don't know how your neighborhood is, but it is crazy now. And I hate the reason why it's happening, but I love seeing it. Like, we go outside, there's so many families walking together, biking together, rollerblading. I mean, it looks like something from a different time. The whole, every street is full of people. I mean, like yesterday, my son and I almost at the same time said, we almost need new traffic rules for humans because it's like, you know, you're coming down the street with we've got dogs and the kids, and then someone else is coming down the street with like a stroller and one dog. And it's like, okay, who veers off?
Who's got the right of way?
Well, yes. You know, but it's great. But I mean, it's terrible the reason why it's happening. But I think seeing all these people outside and walking and getting the fresh air and biking and stuff my family would not have been taking walks with me as much as they never. Like, first of all, my son wouldn't even be here because he'd be at school. My daughter, like, is always like, you know, no, she had hockey or whatever. And by the time my husband gets done with work, he doesn't feel like going for a walk. And now it's like, you know, every day we go and the whole subdivision is just full of people. It is crazy. Like, even if my daughter takes a ride somewhere, like before, if she was going up to like Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee, I'd say, please be extra careful because there's so many people out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, even me driving, I'm like, oh my God, like they're coming like from every, which is great, but you gotta be so much, you know, because little kids are like riding their bike. I see it like ahead of their parents and they don't know their way right away. And I'm like, you just don't normally see this at all times of the day, but you know, you gotta be careful, but it's good. I mean, some good things in this terrible time, you know, it's good to look at some of the positive things that are happening, the acts of kindness that are going on.
It's funny. I was talking to my father-in-law this morning and we were just talking about how I was telling him that my husband, his son, was out at the store. He had to pick something up. Is he wearing a mask? Yes. Is he wearing gloves? Yes. Yeah. And we were talking about that. And he said, the world is never going to be the same after this. And we're going to get used to it. And eventually it will feel normal. And this man's 90 years old. He's lived through, you know, our country being at war, several like big wars. He's lived through lots of different time periods. And he said that. And then after we hung up, I thought about it, and I'm like, but that's how it always, like, think back to when computers first came around and everybody started putting a computer in their house. And at first, like, when you went to somebody's house and they had a computer in it, like the first people, the early adopters, you were like, whoa, you people are like either fancy or rich or ahead of your time or real techie.
These are super smart friends. Yeah.
Yes. And now it feels normal. Mm-hmm. So I know the things, it just made me wonder what part of all this is going to start to feel normal.
That's what I want to know. Like people, like even hearing your father-in-law say that, other people have said similar things. And I want to know, like, what are they thinking? Like, I mean, what are they thinking as far as what's not going to go back to normal? Like, what's going to be the new normal?
Yeah. Like, is it just going to be donning protective gear every time we leave the house, or just during specific seasons of, you know, like say during flu seasons, are we going to get used to doing that? Or is it going, or is it not as many people having things to do? Like, what is it that's going to feel?
Yeah. That's the other, I think, scary part is just the unknown of what does this mean for the future? You know, when people used to smoke on airplanes? Like our kids never know that. And I say, do you believe people used to smoke on airplanes? Like what's going to change that people are going to be like, do you remember when we used to stand right next to each other in a grocery store line? I mean,
the smoking section and the non-smoking section were like row ahead of the other.
Oh, it always made me so mad. I remember going to restaurants and, you know, I'd be like, well, excuse me, the booth right next to me is smoking. Like I can't eat when they're smoking. And what's the section? I mean, it's not really helping anything. Yeah. But yeah, stuff like that. What are people going to say? You know, what are kids going to say? Like, do you remember? Or they're going to tell their kids, there used to be a time when, you know, people went and sat next to each other, perfect strangers, and watched a movie together.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. What is it going to turn into? And I'm curious, again, like going back to trying to be productive myself, like I'm having a hard time feeling creative right now just because everything's so unknown. But also there's a part of me that feels like, what can I write that's more unique than what is happening right now?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you can think of some stuff like that, but I would think that you would get a lot of like just stuff from how different this is right now. Cause I said to my son too, I said, there's going to be so many shows and movies, fiction, nonfiction, everything about this. I mean, it's all we're going to see, I think, for the next 2 or 3 years is like movies
so
and like, yeah, it's crazy.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, but going back to the whole not feeling guilty, you know, and not trying to, you know, be overproductive. I think everyone just needs to, you know, do what makes them feel good and right and let themselves off the hook for, you know, this entire experience. And don't beat yourself up if you don't think that you're doing as much as, you know, if you're not learning a foreign language or how to change the tire in your car or think like that. That's another thing. Like I always thought I should learn how to change the tire in my car. Well, at this age, it's too late. It's not too late. I could, but I mean, why? I can always call someone, but I remember growing up thinking, my gosh, I should learn because what if, you know, back when I was growing up, we didn't have cell phones. So if my tire went flat, you know, all those kind of things, like what kind of things would actually be that I want to do? And I think that's the other thing. What do you really want to do? Like I want to learn how to play. I found a video on YouTube of learning how to play Piano Man on your piano. So
I want to do that.
That's
me happy.
And that was my point from very early on, is all those things that we feel like we should be doing now that we have time, but we didn't do before. Well, obviously we didn't have the interest. So yeah. Find something that interests you.
Yes. I did want to play the piano before. I did want to play the piano. So,
okay. So here's a little example. I know my cousin posted that her son, who I think is in kindergarten, she posted him doing his homework, and she's like, he doesn't like practicing his letters. And she's like, and I realized all his school supplies are at school. So he's mad because all we have at home are girl pencils. So I sat down and wrote him a letter and said, hi, Hunter. I don't like practicing my letters either. As you can see, they're very sloppy, but I thought I'd write you a letter to practice. And here's some pencils I had in my house because I saw all you have are girl pencils. And I'm like, that's something I want to do and something I might not have done before. Like, encourage a kid and help him out. And so, like, now, like, that to me, it didn't take any time. And before, I think I would have said, oh, I don't have the time to do that for him, you know. But now it's easy. So maybe I'm just suggesting start small. Like,
yes.
If you see some, don't think, you know, you have to do all the big stuff. Start small and let us know what you're working on. We'd love to hear about it. Let us know the small things you're doing, the big things you're doing, all the languages you've learned. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're all looking forward to Lynn listening to Lynn play Piano Man next week.
Oh, perfect.
Thanks for joining us.